Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I am positively on the Eastern Shore in Ocean City this week as part of our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. All of our sponsors have really picked it up. Our friends at Wise Markets, I've been drinking out of this mug. I'll be doing this at Harrison's this week. Jolly Roger, we're going to Fratelli's in Salisbury. We're going to be in Blue in Ocean City a little later on in the week, as well as in Chestertown. And then onward and upward back in Baltimore, Maryland next weekend. This week here in Ocean City, because I have good friends here, I have a White Marlin open mug. Isn't that nice, Luke?
Very cool.
Luke, you are working the SPF 30 and doing the Owings Mills thing. I had just gotten back from my anniversary trip. I was going to run over to the Ravens Stadium. I saw the traffic coming in at 5 o'clock. I thought it was an Oriole game, and I'm like, there's too much traffic for that. And then I realized, like, oh yeah, the Orioles were in Detroit. I was watching them play out at State Fair the other night. And I said, all right, you know, maybe I get over, maybe I don't. I took a nap. It was my one day at home. I'm gone the next 30 days. So I didn't make it over there. It looked like quite a hootenanny, right? I mean, the laser show, almost like GNR at Hershey on Saturday night with the rock and roll. We talk nice about Justin Houston. We talk Jimmy Smith. We can talk about the defense and what's going on. I wasn't around for this. This is one of those times for sure. I mean, dude, I was on a beach with my wife. I came back to like pee in the room and I saw my phone and I'm like, Coons Ford text Lamar Jackson. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, right? Like, it was very obvious he wasn't vaccinated, right? Like, I mean, the way he talked about it a couple months ago. Give me a little fallout from what I missed around here. I don't even know what to say. I think as a society, it's the dumbest thing of my lifetime that 40% of the country doesn't want to get vaccinated. But, you know, I only follow the science, Luke.
Well, I mean, first of all, as you mentioned, in mid-June, when he was asked about it, he didn't answer it directly. You could certainly read between the lines. Although I've seen some people say they thought at the time that because he talked about how they were doing a good job getting their vaccines and everything, that maybe he was vaccinated and just didn't want to share that. And look, I mean, people have different levels of privacy and whatnot. But as we've seen, and this is where I will give players around the league credit, the numbers from mid-June until what we're seeing now, as far as players that are vaccinated around the league, has gone up tremendously. You had a, 5.5-6 week period between the end of OTAs and players reporting for the start of training camp, which coincides very nicely if you're going to get the Pfizer or the Moderna shot. Certainly the J&J, a shorter timeline if you're getting that. So, you know, I think there was a hope, whether you're talking Lamar Jackson or any of your players, you want all your players vaccinated, but certainly and we're talking in a football context, you want your stars vaccinated, especially knowing that you don't want to be missing them for games or what have you.
Well, I remember 2 weeks ago before camp started, the number in Philadelphia was 50%. Like, we talked about that. And I had an insider meeting with some people inside the building before, and I said, how you can play football 50%? I mean, we had John on the show last week. You can't play football with a 50% vaccine.
They did it last year, though.
Well, you're going to get your ass kicked at some point. You're going to play a Wednesday afternoon game with a running back as your quarterback.
We can sit here and debate about vaccinations and post-infection immunity. There are way smarter people than us to sit here and talk about that. From a football context, I've said, if nothing else, even if you have some skepticism or your family feels a certain way about it or anything like that. And again, there's lots of different non-sports, topics that you can veer into as it relates to that. But you look at it from a very pragmatic standpoint. If you are a fully vaccinated player at this point, you come in, report for training camp, you're tested. I think the turnaround on tests now, I think for the Ravens, I don't know if this is the case for everyone in the league, but I would assume so at this point. It's roughly 15 to 30 minutes they can get the result back. If you're fully vaccinated, you test negative, guess what? You get to go in the building. You do not have to wear a mask. The cafeteria is back to normal. I mean, Marlon Humphrey, the first thing he said when he was asked about training camp starting back up and things being closer to normal again was how excited he was that he could sit with his teammates and eat lunch in the cafeteria again. Because last year they went through periods of time where either they were only one per table or it was just to-go meals and that's it. So that's, you know, that's camaraderie right there. I mean, that's something that matters. You can't quantify that.
Because they were all going home with kids and wives.
Right.
And everybody was unvaccinated last year.
Right, right. But my point is, you know, that's camaraderie that was missed out on. That's why it was such a challenge for these guys. And that wasn't exclusive to the Ravens. That was everyone. But now in this vaccinated world where guys that have chosen to get fully vaccinated, they are in a position now where they're only being tested once every 14 days inside the facility. Now, we'll see what happens, and certainly they're going to revisit protocols for the regular season and moving on. And we saw adjustments over the course of last season. So, you know, it doesn't mean that's going to be what it is, but what it is right now, that's reality. So, strictly speaking from a standpoint of the convenience of it, avoiding the annoyance of having to be tested every day, having to wear a mask in the building, every single day, not being able to eat with your teammates every single day, not being able to necessarily be in the weight room in a normal capacity and unmasked and all those different things. I mean, all the different protocols. You can go online and read the NFL's summer of 2021 COVID-19 protocol. I think the document's like 100 pages. I mean, it's thorough. But my point is with that, everything I just mentioned, even if you're being as careful as you were a year ago, The possibility, just the sheer probability when you're being tested every day of a potential false positive, even some kind of clerical error, an inconclusive test, as I mentioned, not being able to eat with your teammates, not being able to spend time with your teammates, and what impact that has from a camaraderie standpoint, from a team cohesiveness standpoint, all of those things, to me, even if you have some skepticism deep down in the back of your mind about the vaccine for whatever reason. And again, people have different reasons for feeling ways about it. All those things that make your life easier from a football standpoint, to me, it just feels like it would be such an easy decision in that way. And I think if you're the organization, you look at this and say, look, Lamar Jackson missing the first day of 10 days of training camp, is it that consequential to the overall outcome of the season? Probably not. You know, I'd be lying here and saying, oh, I can't believe their passing game is not going to be able to catch up. Well, you know, Lamar could sprain his ankle on the first day of camp and miss 2.5 weeks that way. But again, it's the message, the sheer inconvenience of deliberately wanting to go through daily testing and wanting to, you know, having to wear masks every day and not being able to be with your teammates in the facility in the same way. I mean, that just seems like a whole lot to just say, I'm going to deliberately go through this again. And again, like I mentioned, it's one thing if you test, you know, you test positive on the eve of training camp. What happens if, even if it's a false positive, which, you know, we know that there's a mathematical probability, you know, mathematical possibility of that happening. We've seen that. What happens if that, you know, that happens the day before the Steelers game or the day before you're playing Kansas City? You know, I mean, it's not as though you get the virus and then, you know, you never have to worry about it again. I mean, that's just not how the protocols for the league are set up. So, you know, from that standpoint, if you're the Ravens, I mean, you've got to be disappointed and you can't be pleased about
it.
And it's not just for him, it's for any player. I mean, any player that's in
thinking about it, he talked about how sick he was last year and that it wasn't any fun to be sick like that. I can't get into a head of a guy with a different education than me and a different life experience than me, certainly a different pocketbook than me at this point. You and I went at it 3 weeks ago about him running around, you know, with a bunch of kids playing football, even touching a football and touching players and doing that stuff when you're not vaccinated. You're a walking Petri dish. It's insane to me. It's ignorance. You could say, well, this is this reason or this reason or that. It's based in ignorance. It's based in false information. It's based in shit that's not true. And that's that. But then this happens and you're trying to keep your livelihood together, keep your office clean, keep your workplace clean, keep your school clean, keep your home clean, your family clean, to make sure that you're not the one going to the hospital. You're not the one wrecking your football team. You're not the one getting your kids sick. Your kids aren't the one getting you sick. You're not the one getting your parents sick. Now that we know that even if you're 75 and you're vaccinated, you could still get this. So all the Delta variant, all the things that all the smart scientists told us. I'm not going to go down that road because this is pretty much a football conversation, but I'm pretty livid as it. I can't think of anything I've been more disappointed in besides the election of the clown 5 years ago that the American population has taken part in, and how this has spilled out onto the football field now that it's going to go into the season. And we're not going to get to 100% vaccination for sure, but teams are going to be affected. This is going to affect their ability to play because they're on top of each other. They live with each other, the rooms, all of that, that these teams wanting to get to 90, 95% vaccination. I don't think most of them are going to get there just based on what the mindset of someone like Lamar Jackson who got sick and still didn't see fit that it was a thing or a thing to deal with. It's weird to me. It's really weird to me. And it's not a young thing. It's not an old thing. It's not a right thing, a left thing, black thing, white thing, north thing, south thing. It's an information thing. It's an education thing. And it's been really, really twisted in the modern way. And I think when this happens with a football player, we all scratch our head and say, how can that be? But this is happening to people everywhere on my timeline. My friend in Florida, twice vaccinated. She's got it. She gave it to 5 relatives. This is yesterday. So this is going on. This isn't a football thing. And it's a plague. And that's why you need to get the shot. It's why you need to wear masks. It's why you needed to listen to the scientist 18 months ago. And maybe we would have some normalcy instead of what I saw on the boardwalk, which is, you know, sort of the Wild Wild West is what we got going on right now. It's kind of scary. You know, I'm doing 30 crab cakes. I'm touching people, and I have begun. I have my mask. I have my Ravens mask. I'll put it on. I had it on earlier tonight. I have begun Purelling again. I'm twice vaccinated. I'm concerned as a human and as a citizen with an immune compromised wife. I am concerned, and I should be. I should be concerned. It's a plague.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean,
well, that's when I didn't have to, I didn't get a chance to say last week.
Sure,
in
sure,
regard to Lamar,
sure.
You know, that's last week's news. Ed Norris said whatever crap he said, and Glock and Ford. They can all. Everybody went sports radio last week on it. It's human to me, and it's about bullshit that is being brought out into the population, and it's very, very disappointing. It just is that people are being snookered into not getting vaccinated. That's very strange to me.
I mean, I got vaccinated as soon as I could, so I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't know what to. I don't know what to add to it.
Perspective from the football. Give me.
Well, I already
where
said
we are with Lamar and fans went to the stadium and he's not there and the backups are playing, like that's a small price to pay. But from a football perspective, I guess they just pick up and move on. Right. I don't know what happens once you get it twice and you haven't been vaccinated, whether you get it again or whether you'd finally say, give me a couple shots or give me a shot or I don't know at what point, but it feels like he's the first person I know of that's gotten it twice.
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been examples of that.
But I mean, the first person I know of that I don't have anybody on my Facebook that said I've gotten it twice and I've been vaccinated. I don't have anybody like that. I'm convinced we're going to get a third shot, right? I'm convinced this Delta variant, I'm convinced we're not at the end
that.
Of it. Well, that's why I'm wearing a mask and I'm pure
because
not, I'm
well,
not convinced
part
we're
of,
at the end.
I'll give
I know
you
we're
my
not at the end because Lamar has COVID right now.
Well, we're never going to get to the – this is going to – COVID is not going to go away at this point. COVID is going to be something that eventually, now that's not the time right now, eventually will move into the background with any other number of viruses.
You know how that happens? It happens when we all get vaccinated. That was kind of the plan.
No, but my point is that COVID, people will continue to get COVID. It's just a matter of you defang it. And we're already starting to see that with, thankfully, hospitalizations and deaths not being at the same proportion as what the overall case numbers were. But anyway, you know, going back to the football part of it, you do move on. And you know, if you're John Harbaugh on the coaching staff right now in the organization, as much as you might be disappointed and in the back of your mind really saying, you know, we'd really like our star quarterback to, you know, to have been vaccinated and not to be dealing with this all in the same way. Well, I mean, it's the availability part as much as anything. I mean, you know, I mean, the players who are vaccinated now, even if they test positive, they do not have to automatically, unless they have symptoms, and then that's a different story. But they test negative twice right after that, they can return.
I'm going to say something really flippant. They're more valuable. The ones that are vaccinated are more. They're more trustworthy to not get everybody else sick. They have a different standing in the building. Like they have different rights and privileges, as you've pointed out, right?
Literally, yeah, I mean, the Ravens. I mean, John Harbaugh has said they're right around 90% vaccinated at this point. You know, and I don't know if that means every 90% that are all 2 weeks removed from their final dose or, but clearly it's come up a lot. And that's, you know, that's where I will disagree with you a little bit, because you made the concept or you made the point as far as, you know, that number is not going to get high. Well, the number's gotten way higher since it did in mid-June even. So now, does that mean they'll get every team in the league is going to be 100% vaccinated? No. At the same time, if you're talking about a handful of players, that's not going to impact your ability to play a game. However, if it is a star player or a couple star players, or like we've seen with the Minnesota Vikings with their quarterbacks, it certainly can impact you.
If you weren't vaccinated, you wouldn't be allowed to cover the team, right? Literally.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Well,
and
I don't have the NFLPA backing me.
If you served food in the cafeteria in Owings Mills, if you were at the front desk, Tony Likas' old
called
job.
Union jobs, Nestor. I mean, I'm just saying. We're going to see teachers unions in this country push back on mandatory vaccinations there. I'm not saying that's right, but I'm just saying that's when you have unions and you have players associations, they're clearly not going to
acquiesce. We have the right to be complete idiots is what we have, right?
You can describe it however you want to. Of course, the Ravens would love to have every single player vaccinated, but you know, at this point, if you trust the 90% number, they have 9 guys who aren't. Well, a couple guys have tested positive. We assume, I don't know for sure about Gus Edwards. We haven't mentioned him, but you know, the assumption, since it's been a full 10 days, because as I said, even in the event of a breakthrough, quote, breakthrough positive, if a player is not symptomatic, and you know, there has been science that suggested if you are a fully vaccinated person who does test positive, you can overcome that much more quickly. I've seen that. And the protocol for the league is if you test positive as a fully vaccinated player, you can continue to get tested and you can return in a quicker amount of time than 10 days. Now, again, we'll see. That could be revisited. You know, as we've seen with data, I mean, the league, you know, there are a lot of people terrified about teams just being outside playing and practicing together. We know that outdoor transmission is incredibly rare. It's not, you know, not saying it's impossible, but it is certainly far less likely than being in a meeting room, being in the locker room, you know, those types of scenarios.
Nobody gave COVID to anybody else on another team last year. Right,
exactly. Like,
they were all sweating on each other for 3 hours and breathing and snotting and all that. Right. And there was no, because they all came in clean too. They all had to enter the game clean.
So, but we also know there were guys who tested positive the day after, and with the incubation period, we can make the safe assumption that they were infectious and that the test hadn't picked it up yet. But my point is, you hope, and are there going to be exceptions to this? Yes. But at the same time, I will look at the league and see where the percentage has gotten to now compared to where it was in mid-June. You're hoping that a lot of these guys, and you know, not to go too far away from football, but in general, I think, you know, if we're getting the end result that we want, which is more people vaccinated, I don't think it's people in the media just blasting people. I don't think it's even got politicians. I think it's people in your own circle, your everyday circle, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whether it's your personal physician. I think those are going, if we're going to see the meter move in that way, I think it's going to be because of that. And in the same way, now to bring that, you know, that point back to football.
Yeah, it's not going to be because Taylor Swift tells somebody to go get a shot.
Yeah. Or you know,
tells his community to get a shot, right?
Or even Anthony Fauci at this point. I think it's going to be your neighbor talking to you about this, or in this case, your team, your locker mate, you know, the guys in the organization that you really, you know, trust, and guys that you're talking to. And it might be a veteran player pulling aside, not even Lamar Jackson, just any unvaccinated player, let's just say, hey, man, you know, you're not a lock to make this roster. You know, I mean, if it would be a player that's on the fringe, it's like, this is a really bad business decision you're making. If you want to put it in a totally different context, And you know that's the case. I mean, I think you're going to see that with street free agents. And this is where, you know, as much as we picked on Lamar Jackson,
well, the business
John Harbaugh acknowledged
most people that work for the Ravens is if you want to work in the building, you have to get a shot. If you're going to be around fans, you're going to serve food at my stadium. You work for Dick Cash, you're going to have a shot. I think it's bizarre. I don't know what else to say that there's not some sort of mandate. But you know, we're in America. We're free to be ignorant.
That's unions. I mean, and I'm not anti-union, but that's going to be a big thing you're going to see with education, with teacher unions even. So again, I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying where we are with that at this point. But no, I think, you know, again, putting aside the health, the overall health, the overall worldly element of this discussion, and just bringing it to from a strictly a football sense, you know, just the inconvenience of subjecting yourself to daily testing and having to wear a mask throughout the building and not being able to eat lunch with your teammates and not be able to spend the same amount of time and all these different things. I just look at that and, you know, again, some of these guys, you know, misguided or not, might have a certain amount of conviction about it one way or the other, but you know, the just the inconvenient, you know,
you
just
have
the convenience
to have a lot of conviction
portion
at this
of
point,
it.
To your point, yeah. Right? It's not like being a normal person unvaccinated, walking around and saying, well, I'm just going to walk into the restaurant and pretend I'm vaccinated, even though I'm not. Because the signs are, hey, if you're vaccinated, come on in. You don't need to wear a mask. If you're not, we're on the honor system here. And we're all honest here in America. I find it to be a very, very strange period of time. And I think the Crab Cake Tour and East Central, West, and Maryland, up and down, in and out, inside and outside, like, and where this thing's going to go the next couple of weeks for our state, given what's happened in Florida, given what's happened in other pockets and other places, that if a surge were to happen around here, that, you know, it would be very unfortunate. I don't want to be a part of that. So I've been reading up on the science that me wearing a mask right now is a good idea, not just for me, but for other people. So I have very much, after taking the foot off the gas in June, started to put the foot back down to not want to be so touchy-feely so quickly. You know, I like you, Luke, but I'm not going to hug you just yet, even though we're both vaccinated.
Fair enough.
You're hanging around those dirty football players. You're not allowed around the players, though, right?
I mean,
what's your experience been after the game? So I was thinking about this when practice ended the other night. I saw the fireworks going off, and I was a little like taking a nap. And I thought, well, what would I be doing right now? I would be walking down on in a normal, you know, I've been at that practice 15 times, right?
Right.
I usually don't make it to the fireworks, or, you know, we're on the field and there's autographs and the kids like that environment. What was Saturday night like that? Not just from a fan standpoint. I saw the Vikings were throwing autographed footballs up into the stands and different stuff. What did the Ravens do?
I didn't hear for sure if the Ravens did that, but then I saw an AP photograph that actually was Marlon Humphrey throwing up an autographed football into, you know, was kind of like, you know, it basically was like trying to make eye contact with the fan, probably in the first few rows or whatever, to say, hey. So I think they've done some of that. I know out at, I got to mention this because we talked about Marcus Peters a little bit earlier in our, you know, discussions, kind of recapping the first week. He actually gave away his cleats and his gloves to a couple young fans at camp, you know, had a staffer take it over to them. Awesome. You know, that because NFL protocols, they can't sign autographs right now. And you know, you kind of understand the rationale behind that at this point. But, you know, you had that. But from a media standpoint, you know, we were in the press box. And then when practice concluded, we went down to the interview room, masked. And you know, we had John Harbaugh and Trace McSorley and Tyler Huntley and Rashad Bateman and Adafe Owe at the podium. So
in the podium. Okay. Cause lot of times those used to be on the field, the scrums after the practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they were doing fireworks and whatnot, but I always remember being down on the field and greeting people and the guys getting whisked away for autographs and the little signs and all. I mean, the Ravens do an unbelievable job with that stuff. And it was taken away on Saturday. And part of it was me like, well, you know, I've been tested, believe it or not. I went on vacation last week. I had to get tested, right? So I'm 14-day clean. I'm 5-day clean, but they would let me in. And I thought, well, what would I be getting into? You know, I mean, because the media landscape has changed dramatically.
Right, right. I mean, at practices now, we don't have to wear a mask outside. We do have to wear a mask in the team facility. We didn't have to wear a mask in the press box. I think the team facility, that's an NFL protocol rule as much as the Ravens policy. But we're having outside podium after practices. No locker room access at this point. We'll see what the regular season looks like and what all of it looks like and whether things change to be strict or less strict, depending on what happens in the coming weeks and months. But we are back to having a little bit of in-person access, and it's nice. It's been nice to actually lay eyes on Calais Campbell with 6 feet away. I mean, you've been out at the podium at Owings Mills in that interview room. I mean, it was already an environment where you're not right on top of the player anyway in that way. But it's been nice to ask questions in person and not have to worry about your Zoom link, freezing up and all those different things. So, inching back toward a little more normal. But again, we understanding that things can change, things can adjust, things can get better, things can get worse. But certainly overall, and this is still true, even with, everything you were just mentioning, with vaccines available and even with the percent of the population that has gotten the vaccine, things certainly in a better place overall with the NFL than it was a year ago. I think that would be difficult to argue, even if there's frustration with the likes of Lamar Jackson and some others around the league.
When is he getting back on the field, kind of, sort of? Like,
supposed to be 10 days. So, you look at it, he tested positive the Tuesday before camp started, which was that Wednesday. By the end of this week, we can expect to see him back out there. And again, as I said, and I wrote this in my 12 Ravens thoughts for the first day, anyone that's trying to panic about, oh, he's not on the field for the 10 days, and we need, he needs to build rapport with Sammy Watkins and Rashad Bateman and
Sammy
all these new
Watkins,
weapons.
I forgot he's on the team.
Who's had a,
right?
Who's had a very nice start to camp. I'm glad I brought him up, because he's looked at the question with him. He can still play. It's a matter of the version of what he's looked like in late July from a juice standpoint, an athleticism standpoint, a speed standpoint. It's how do you get him to September like that? How do you get him to December and January like that? If you can figure it out with vet days and certain amount of reps and all those different things that we know the Ravens have done with players before, then I think he's got a chance to maybe not be the Sammy Watkins that he was his second year in Buffalo, but a guy that can kind of get his career back on track a little bit and help the Ravens. And you have Marquise Brown and Rashad Bateman, and Mark Andrews, of course. You got the makings of a better passing game now. How much better? We'll see. But with all that, with Lamar, I mean, the 10 days itself, I don't think is dramatically altering their season or even the start of their season. But again, it's just the disappointment of it that, you'd like to think this,
leaders
avoidable.
Lead, my friend. Leaders
right,
lead.
Right, right. And like
be
I said,
a leader.
Just the sheer convenience and not having to deal with being tested every single day and being able to have a little more camaraderie with your teammates in the facility and all those different things. To me, and again, I'm not a millionaire playing in the NFL. And as you mentioned, we all have different beliefs and backgrounds and all those different things and a lot of, lots of different reasons for hesitancy and all that. But I kind of look at it and say, I just want my life to be easier when I'm in the building and I'm around the team and be able to be out there and play football. And, the vaccine seemingly makes that way easier. So I don't get it from that way, but hey, Lamar, in fairness to him, he's not the only one on the Ravens or around the league, as we've seen certain players be very vocal and outspoken against vaccines.
I would say it's working for me. I've got double shots. You got double shots. You're out doing things that you want to do, hanging out with your sister and your beautiful, niece. Like, I'm vacationing. I'm at the beach. I'm eating crab cakes. We're doing things. And I don't want to go back to where we were. I like the first 50 years of my life. I wasn't real pleased with the last 15 months. And getting some normalcy back, growing my hair, getting a tan, driving around in that tricked out Bronco from Coons Ford to Security Boulevard, and eating fried chicken during Chicken Palooza. And Wise Market's got gold watermelon right now. They got corn. It's peach week. They're having a peach festival on the 7th. I can't believe I'm leaving the shore, but I'll find a peach festival in Southern Maryland this week. Luke's going to be out in Owings Mills. with or without Lamar Jackson this week. And I will be hopefully joining him at some point next week as well for some practices. I'll be back in Baltimore next week. I am on the Eastern Shore. I'll be at Harrison's. I'll be at Blue. We're going to be in Salisbury for Telly's as well as at Jolly Roger, doing a whole bunch of stuff down here at Ocean City, talking about this great place. Luke, have you ever been to Ocean City, or were you always a Wildwood guy?
I've been to Ocean City a few times. I'll be honest, it's been a long time. But senior week, graduating from high school, went with some friends and a couple other times.
I'm going to save that for the baseball segment, because you and I need to do a baseball segment, because like things have changed, things, parts are moving and all that. And what I'll do is I'll shoehorn crab cake talk and Ocean City talk into baseball to make it interesting. He is Luke. He is Baltimore Luke. He's out in Owings Mills. You can find him, Luke, at WNSD.net. You can find me anytime, Nasty, at WNSD.net or at BaltimorePositive.com. On the Crab Cake Tour.